What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Here we are, gentlemen. More tickets are getting punched. More souls are going onto the termination train, bound for the underworld. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of September. Palmetto man accused of shooting and offlining his girlfriend in front of her friends is found hiding in a fairground. I wonder if he wanted to get one more bit of amusement before he finally got caught. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman is deleted and her boyfriend is behind bars after gunshots rang out Sunday night in Palmetto. According to the Palmetto Police Department, officers went to the 1400 block of 12th Avenue West in Palmetto at around 11:30 p.m. to investigate reported gunshots. When they arrived, two witnesses directed them to a nearby driveway where a 30-year-old woman was deleted from an apparent gunshot wound to the head. The witnesses told officers that the victim called them and said she wanted to be picked up because her boyfriend was armed and acting aggressively. Now, the main question that I would have: why was the boyfriend acting aggressively? The witnesses, according to police, drove to Palmetto to pick her up. They met the victim in the driveway, and police say they were immediately confronted by her boyfriend, 25-year-old Silas Morales. Oh! Another reverse age gap relationship. She's 30, he's 25. Now, I wonder why they didn't name her. Oh well. Police said Morales fired several shots at the witnesses and the victim, striking her. After firing the shots, police said Morales ran westbound. He was later located by a Manatee County Sheriff's Office K-9 team and the Manatee County Sheriff's Office helicopter hiding in the Manatee County Fairgrounds. Morales was taken into custody without incident, and a firearm, believed to be the termination weapon, was located nearby. He is being charged with one count of second-degree termination and two counts of attempted second-degree termination. Well. Let's go ahead and circle back to the two things that immediately caught my attention. The first, they didn't name the woman. Why? But more importantly, the reverse age gap relationship. She was 30, he was 25. Now, of course, when it comes to women, they say, oh, that's okay, that's fine. But if it's the other way around, when the man is older and the woman's younger, oh, he's a creep, he's a perv, he's a predator. Yeah, gotta love those double standards. that only women like. Because trust me, if women did not have double standards, they would have no standards at all. But the main question, why was he acting aggressively? And why did he decide to shoot at the people that came to pick her up? Yeah, a lot of things are definitely not being exposed with this story. But as we all know, standard media operation do as much as they can to not paint the woman in a bad light, but make sure to paint the guy as a monster. Hopefully, he'll actually say why he did what he did, but obviously, something between them went off the rails to the point he decided, yeah, I'm gonna put the mask on and get rid of this woman. Hey, it is what it is. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, I'm torn between this one. Was it their driveway or was it a random driveway? So I'm going to go with a 5 on that one. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 60 because he shot at everybody. And for the brutality factor. 1 to the dome. Going to give that a 20. So Silas, malicious, Morellis, gets a score of 90. Yeah, ladies, y'all are still playing a very dangerous game out here. And especially with younger men. See, a lot of us older cats, we still have that bit of restraint because, you know, the world we grew up in. However, these young guys, oh, no. These younger men do not have that restraint. You cross them, yeah, things will get physical real damn quick. But I'm just going to throw my speculation out there. She was an older woman. He was a younger man. More than likely, you see in a situation like that, the woman tries to son husband him, you know, treat him with disrespect because I'm older. And guess what? You're younger. So, you know, running off at the mouth. Yeah. As we all know, gentlemen, whenever a woman decides she wants to try to call someone, they don't get the full story. They only get what she tells them. So, of course, they drove up like expecting nothing. She said he was being aggressive, but she never told them that he was actually armed. But once again, whenever women tell the story, they only tell the story that makes them out to be the victim. Never what they did to push that man to that point. So yeah, whatever she said or did, it ended up getting her dirt napped. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you older women out there who are pursuing younger men, thinking that you're going to be able to control that man, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think your age gives you, trust me, that power will go out. Feminism and the idea that as an older woman, you can use whatever spells that you want to weave, the box and all that to control a younger man, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because ladies, younger men are not going to restrain themselves. Those days are over. You piss these young men off, yeah, they definitely have the potential to put your ass in a box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.